You are listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM, Minneapolis-St. Paul, and around the world at kfai.org. And stay tuned now for Beat Rhymes and Democracy.
The viewpoints expressed in this program are the opinions of the people expressing them and are not necessarily those of Fresh Air Incorporated, its staff, or its board of directors.
We in a house.
Representing Denmark to the fullest, all right? Static.
There's a war going on. All the wheels are still. Get ready.
Cause I don't play.
There's a war going on.
All the wheels are still.
Get ready. There's a war going on.
All the wheels are still.
Get ready.
I drop bombs.
Who will survive?
Static.
No doubt. When I'm on the scene,
I'm just plain terror. I got skills and I'm just plain terror. Plain terror. Plain terror
when I'm ripping up 12 inches.
No static.
Let's battle.
What's up, Twin Cities? Welcome back to an episode of Beats, Rhymes, and Democracy here on KFAI. Shot goes out to the comrades on the streets who are rebelling against the tyranny that has broken out in full effect. We want to take a moment of silence to recognize Renee Good, whose life was taken way too soon, violently, in an unacceptable manner. We're going to take that moment of silence right now. Rest in peace, Renee. To the soldiers out there, show kindness, show compassion. These are other human beings you are terrorizing across our city. You do not have a mandate. You may have from the comb-over in chief, but you do not have a mandate in our city to assault our relatives, our community members. Shame on you. Where's your civility? Where's your humanity? That's how we start in this today.
It's the right place to start. It's the right place to start.
Well, you know, I was just, something just came across my account, and it said, Noam told Walz and Frey to grow up. She must not have done her homework prior to coming to Minneapolis. Remember, because we were talking about, there's an undercurrent here in Minneapolis that people are underestimating. And yeah, we're Minnesota nice, but remember, we're known as passive aggressive. Passive is not happening right now. We'll go 0 to 100 when you mess with the community.
Yeah.
And people are not understanding the context and the history of the Minneapolis politics. And she says to grow up. Girl, you didn't do your homework before you came to Minneapolis. I mean, don't understand how they're going to show up.
What does that mean when she says grow up?
That's a great question. I don't even know.
Here,
what
said, I would encourage them to grow up, get some maturity, act like people who are responsible, who want people to be safe and the right thing to be done. When you use that kind of language that our mayor used and that our governor used, that you use against law enforcement officers, they lose credibility. So in other words, she's trying to say that their swear words inflame anger.
It hurt their feelings.
Hurts their feelings.
Yeah, or that he equates what had just happened. I mean, her level of diminishment from the get, this administration has devolved and is taking our country and our democracy with it as they descend to some depth of immorality.
What administration are you talking about?
The current administration.
Like not the Minnesota state?
I'm not talking about the state level. I'm talking about at the federal level.
I wanted to clarify.
The flippant comments that were made, and there had not been an investigation.
No.
Rushed to judgment, this person weaponized a vehicle.
And then cut.
They're conflicting, if not a majority of the folks who have weighed in, and the videos that we have seen is someone who was trying to get out of harm's way.
Right. Right.
But her responsibility.
Like what about her? All they care about are the ICE agents. They don't care about the citizens of Minnesota. They don't care about Renee Good.
No.
True.
No.
I mean, clearly.
I mean, not
true. No. They haven't. And the worst part about this is, this is their reality. What's happening right now in across the country, because again, we also have to remind ourselves that in Portland, two individuals were shot as well this weekend by Border Patrol ICE as well. And this is becoming a common occurrence, the surge that's taking place in this area, that they're going into our backyards, similar to what they did in Germany, Nazi Germany. But saying that they're about freedom-loving activities, to say one hand, grow up, but then to say you're not respecting us. And what's concerning to me is the disconnect from reality. And when you have disconnect from reality and you're trying to exert your will as if somebody in your past hurt you, this is the same individual who said very clearly, I shot my puppy. So if she's doing that to her own dogs and everything else, what is she going to do with people? And the mindset that's going on within these agents who are rush training in this very situation. And I wouldn't doubt that many of these individuals were a part of that January 6th uprising that took place 5 years ago, January 6th.
Why are they masked? Of course.
Why are they masked?
You know, you let go all of the Proud Boys.
Yes.
You have basically engaged in illegal activity, unconstitutional activity, and now you want to act as if you are the purveyors of truth and goodness and you are saving and freeing the community when you are assaulting the communities?
They're doing their
and
job.
And how petty, because it's all Democratic cities.
All.
But they're...
And it's all political retaliation.
Yeah.
And then you want to take the higher ground and say, hey, we're going to go snatch a dictator from Venezuela, not seeking powers of war through the congressional action that has been par for the course in every situation thus far.
We have been pirating and kidnapping folks. That's what we've been doing. We have our largest carrier in the Caribbean, not in some key areas, some hot zones, you know, in potentially the Black Sea, you know, to defend freedom for the Ukrainians, not to defend places like Taiwan and other places that have the threat and everything else. You're in the Caribbean. So, again, we see what the deals are. Deals have been made.
Oil.
And said other minerals. Other minerals, too.
And really said it without a conscience or a care of how people think about it.
No.
It's to enrich themselves, not the United States, even though that's the words we know. People, if you are still believing some of this stuff, then that's serving your own narrative about something else deeper with inside you that has to conflict with the rest, with the majority of America's values, because a majority of America disagrees with all of this.
Yes.
The
numbers show that. You do not have a mandate. The numbers show that. So the colonizer here is what it really is. We went looking for spices way back before they came here.
Man.
They were looking for spices and they were looking for items. What do you think they're going to be looking for in Greenland? So this is not just a one-off thing. This is a strategic maneuver to enrich and then cause disruption so we don't pay attention and to be able to disorganize us so we don't know how to act when they act the way they are at the top.
Well, the remarkable thing is as you said, to distract. Because, again, what's happened with all this other conversation? Because remember how close we were to the files being released and how the MAGA crew started to waver and started to question what was next. And then all of a sudden, we went into Venezuela and we pirated. We took the... Now, again, don't get me wrong. Maduro is not a good man. There had to have been some changes. He was duly elected out of that office. But to then use that as an excuse to extract that individual, to set the stage, and then start to say, I'm going to saber rattle with a couple others. Cuba. Cuba is like the literally bright line as it relates to all this stuff. But to go after a fellow NATO partner. Greenland is a part of NATO. We have two military bases on Greenland. We're not, and it's not like we haven't created the deals to do the mineral extraction or whatever else. That's fair to both sides. It is literally how am I going to take stuff. Mm-hmm. And so, and again, I don't, this is bad when I start to say it this way. I yearn for the days of Dick Cheney. Because now all of a sudden, at least he had the idea and the audacity to say, I'm at least going to deal with some human stuff, even though we called him Darth Vader back in the day, too.
Yeah.
But the reality is that this has gone beyond reproach. And that's the reason why an individual like Dick Cheney supported Kamala Harris. Because we knew that humanity would be pushed aside because of all these atrocities that's taking place. When we can absolutely shoot a citizen... cold broad daylight, and he uses the words that all cops have used for quite some time when they have done unjustifiable shootings or whatever. I fear for my life.
Well, riddle me this, that for all those Christians, the Bible says thou shalt not steal.
Thou shalt not kill.
Riddle me that. How are you going to spin that then? If you're threatening to steal oil, steal minerals, steal people, kill people, how is that upholding your biblical beliefs?
Man, we literally
and I grew
ships.
Up Catholic. Like, yeah. I've read that Bible. I've read about five different versions. And I'm trying to, in my mind, put myself in their shoes and go, how do I explain that belief?
Man.
It doesn't validate it. Oh. It doesn't justify it. And you have, what, where's your Christian nationalism now?
Well, because I know Pope Leo has been saying, oh, no. What y'all doing?
Let us not forget, though, the Crusades and the way in which Christianity was used.
Mm. Yes. That is true.
Right?
Very
to
true.
Conquer.
Very true.
So, you know, you're taking playbook peace. Out of Nazi Germany.
Yeah.
Out of conquest.
The Crusades.
Right? Imperialism 2026, 2025.
Yeah.
Right? We've entered into such a new era of tyranny and moral irresponsibility that I don't know where we go next. I mean, the geopolitical fallout just from what happened in Venezuela.
Yeah.
I've heard from China.
Yeah.
We've heard from numerous other nations about this is not how things play out.
Things.
And you know what? The comb-over in chief doesn't care.
Doesn't
care one bit. Feels like the U.S. is the superpower of superpowers and will...
Or making a move to be one.
We already were. So
I
now
know,
what
but.
Are we doing? We jump into the front of the line and clearly have shown by the maneuvers that have occurred, including dropping bombs in excess on Iran.
Yeah.
Again, an action that did not seek congressional approval.
No, it's going rogue. But here's the
it
thing.
Wasn't needed.
You're talking about, you know, our NATO, right?
Mm-hmm.
What happens, going back to Nome, what happens when your dog attacks its own
master? Or your own
no.
partners?
Yeah, when they go, it's called reverse aggression.
Yeah.
When they see something and they turn and they attack on the other animal, their brother, their sister, their whatever, right? And then what happens? Usually, you put them to sleep.
Ooh. Wow.
Usually,
oh, wow.
You get rid of them.
Wow.
Usually, you do something about it. GOP, what are you doing about your dog that's attacking its own friends, its own people? What do you do about it? Because we're hearing, and then DFL, I love y'all, but we got to match our actions and our words at another level to be able to combat this absolutely atrocious messaging that's coming out that's trying to create a smokescreen for us.
Yeah.
That's right. Well, let's take a break. Thank you for tuning in to Beats, Rhymes, and Democracy. We stand in solidarity with those who are on the streets protesting. We'll be right back, y'all.
Support for KFAI comes from the Cedar Cultural Center, presenting Zach Baker, Saturday, January 17th. This show will celebrate the release of Zach's new album, Don't Worry About Me. His style brings together indie pop, piano pop, pop punk, musical theater, emo, and more. Zach Baker is a multi-talented storyteller with a knack for telling emotionally resonant, detailed narratives, whether through his music or his writing. Opening the show is Polstering and Afters. More information about Zach Baker's album release show is available at thecedar.org.
Welcome back, Beats, Rhymes, and Democracy. I'm JSE, the Navigator, joined by none other than the Don Dada himself. B. Buckner's in the building. L. Boogie is in the building. Live and direct from KFAI Studios. Again, wanting to send solidarity shout-outs to those who are on the streets. Make sure you protect your neck. Make sure you travel with your passport, your IDs, your state ID, your tribal ID, your student ID, anything that can deflect the aggression that is occurring on. I've seen attacks at Home Depot. You know, we already have seen
targets.
Yes, targeting. You know, anybody
McDonald's.
Now, anyone who stands in opposition, that's where we have landed, folks. Anyone who stands in opposition to the illegitimate presence, right? No one asked ICE to come in. You're trying to take out our you're trying to take out our political leadership in this state. No, you were not asked to come. We don't have an issue. Right. We don't need you here. Go home, wherever that is. You don't want us coming to Texas or wherever you may have come from. You don't want us coming to your town. Right. You don't want this thing to go off the way it can.
I just go back to the whole thing.
And that's not a threat from you. That's just saying how things can go sideways when you cause disruption.
Well, I'll just go back
in
to
a community.
Their responsibility was to do what? To take out the criminals that. You know, that you said we're going to go after. But now all of a sudden you painted everybody as a criminal. And
you're just
thing,
stopping brown and black folks like they're, yes.
Three but, unhoused.
But, yes.
And then you're just shooting folks.
Yes.
I mean, let's just, you know, if you said And again, it's that whole thing. You took an inch, now you've taken the mile. And you're starting to see the kind of leeriness with a couple folks now. You know, there are some people on the right who are starting to say, uh-oh, because we have to think about tomorrow. They're starting to take that vote. 17 individuals from the Republican side voted for the extension of the ACA.
Right.
Air quote, Obamacare. But they understood that what that was causing to the harm to the communities. You heard Marjorie Taylor Greene. That's a shame when we got to say big up to Marjorie Taylor Greene for standing up and starting to act right. Because now all of a sudden, but she, what did she do? She resigned. She was like, I can't take this anymore because it was costing her family.
Yeah.
But now all of a sudden, you're starting to see some of the senators. I don't care how you got there. Do your job. Because that's going to put the check on all this craziness. And so where we're at right now is going back to what El Boog was saying about how people need to put people in check. There are three co-equal branches of government. The justices, as you started to hear, even the crack of Brett Kavanaugh for some reason, starting to say, wait a minute, that ain't right. And I got to start doing something. So you got to have the courage and convictions, because as citizens continue to get shot in this society, is that what you're signing up for? Is that what you're buying into? And again, the unfortunate part to this whole conversation is that you're committed so hard to having that superiority complex, guiding everything, that you're going to stay committed to this bit. They're committed to their hustle, without question. Now, the question is this in the right interest of America and all over, or just a handful? And so we're just going to have to ride this out, because, unfortunately, this ain't even January 20th, 2026, which would make 1 year.
Yeah.
This is still less than 1 year.
I want to just add one thing, too. Just because I'm going to bring in my, you know, my bias certifications that I have, my unconscious bias certification. I'm going to mitigate for a moment my own self and just say, okay, there's probably some good agents out there.
There's some
good agents out there. And we could say, they're doing their job. ICE is doing what they have been told to do. And they're here. However, you are responsible for how you show up in your job. Let me put my HR hat on. Mm. Your job performance. Mm. That's your responsibility to execute according to the obligations you have within your role and the responsibilities of your job and how you work with your customers, a.k.a. citizens, and how you work with your peers, a.k.a. other agents, and how you impact the entire organization and how your behavior may impact the work. So apparently, I'm going to shift for a minute and say, I don't blame necessarily all agents. I don't know them to say I do. There are certain actors who definitely are going rogue on their own with their own morals, beliefs, and taking it out on citizens. Mm. But this is a directive from the top. And in my mind, what I keep saying is the only way to fix this, people, is if you're a hardcore GOP, you change your mind for an election or two. And therefore, you change the administration. And therefore, you may change the party, but you are changing the dynamic because you bring somebody else new in. That doesn't mean this goes away. This is bigger than just some, I need more affordability. That's not even being addressed. Mm. Just like you said, the criminals are not even being arrested. It's unhoused Lakota Ogallala Sioux folks on the street. It's a Red Lake Nation man in his car. What were they doing? And then you slap on, they had an arrest history.
What happened to basic civility?
They don't need
it. What happened to the Constitution?
Those who don't want it don't need it.
Right, but no, they call on it when they do. They on it to defend for years.
Yeah.
To defend their actions, and now they're completely violating it.
Oh man, man.
When it's convenient.
Man.
We act up when it's convenient for what we want to get done.
When did we begin to treat people, just basic human civility? The immigrant community, the way it's being treated,
man,
is unconscionable.
Man. And what's remarkable too?
No one's armed. Yeah. It's not armed conflict.
No,
but
no.
Just the basic humanity. You yeah. take an individual, you brutalize them.
Yeah.
We're not even talking about what's happening in the holding facilities throughout the country.
Oh my, yeah.
No.
We're just talking about what we see on the streets.
On the street. This is how we treat this is how we treat us.
That's how we treat exactly. And if you're brown and black, I tell you, protect your neck, because the target is on your. If you look like, you know, one individual who may be an immigrant, so it doesn't really matter at this point.
No.
The assault is if you're other, and Renee Good proved that you could be blonde and blue-eyed, and then you're the enemy.
Yeah, yeah. Because, again, what kills me with this whole thing, literally what kills me, and it hurts my heart, that if somebody flipped this around, can you imagine if Joe Biden would have said, I'm going to surge 2,000 individuals into Moscow, Idaho, to go after, air quote, criminals. What do you think would actually be said?
And I'll say this right now. Shame on you Republicans, right? For allowing this to get to where it has gotten.
Yeah.
Right? Your inaction is un-American.
You are.
They're acting.
Your lack of civility is un-American.
Yeah. Yeah.
But they're acting. They are acting. They're acting according to their boss.
Well, their fears. Their fears. And they and the problem is that you have a bunch of individuals who this is their high water mark in their lives. This is what they've built towards. And they believe that my proximity to power gives me great power. And even I see a bunch of people doing the backpedaling and the contorting and everything else when they go back to their districts. In fact, most of those Republican representatives are not holding town halls. They're not being accountable to their people. And so I have to go back to those districts very clearly and say, how's that working out for you? How's that working out for you? That while we are going and unnecessarily extending the American imperial decade again in 2.0, when it's not necessary, we are the largest military by far, and now we're calling for a $1.5 trillion budget. So we're stripping everybody. So we're actually preparing with this idea of going everything alone. That's not how we built this thing called America. Don't get me wrong. America has always had its challenges from day one. From the first time that first ship came over from Portugal, Spain, and everything else to the Americas and all that. But as they say that the arc of justice will always bend towards the light and freedom, it's going to take a long time to get through this. The problem right now is that we don't believe in ourselves to be able to continue to build based on cooperation, collaboration, and the concept of humanity and collectivity. That's the problem right now. We have basically allowed for the bank robbery to continue on. Because, again, that tax break with the big bill for bill, that a lot of people say, oh, I'm going to get no taxes on my tips now. Okay, but can you drive down the street? Matter of fact, is your restaurant open right now because everybody's fearful about what's going on?
Right.
So you're not thinking the long game. You're thinking short term, and it's biting you in your behind, isn't it, right now?
The audacity.
Can I just add here, though, too?
The self-righteousness, you can definitely add.
That, and I can't speak for everyone else, but I'll speak for myself. Mm-hmm. I'm angry or frustrated or all of the above, not at GOP blanket. Mm-hmm. It's the fact that you're not working with our other side of the aisle to help. Though for those who are not, but you could, to help create a solution for civility and protection of democracy and immorality. It's stopping the immorality that's corroding who we are as America around the world. People are starting to countries are starting to say we do not welcome Americans. Finland got rid of one of its education visas so U.S. citizens cannot come there and study.
Yeah.
Like, these people are making moves to not welcome us because they have no other way to, quote-unquote, punish the colonizer-in-chief except to say, citizens of America, we're going to have to punish you till you wake up.
Yeah. But here's the problem with most of this stuff is everything that's been put into Project 2025, which is a game plan, which is over 50% complete, has been things that they've been working on for quite some time. I mean, the Republican Party or the conservatives or how you want to work, the power brokers of this society have been working on all these issues. We've tried to buy Greenland a couple times and to no avail. And again, Denmark has said, why?
Okay. It's not for sale.
It's not for sale.
I mean, how are you going to? It's like real estate. It was not listed.
Wait,
what the heck?
Hey, player, I want to take your car.
Mm-hmm.
Not I want to buy your car. I want to take your car. You going to give it to me? I know I can take it from you, but why don't you just make it easy on me? How much you want for that?
Oh, it's a straight. It's not even a grift. It's a straight bully move. It's straight extortion.
Man.
We are dealing in the great extortion era.
We pirating cats.
We are straight up extorting within our region with the goal of taking control of the entire Western Hemisphere. That has been stated. Let's take a quick break. Thank you for tuning in to Beats, Rhymes, and Democracy here on KFAI 90.3 FM in Minneapolis, KFAI.org on the net. Radio Without Boundaries. We'll be right back, y'all.
Support for KFAI comes from The Dakota, presenting Alfredo Rodriguez and Pedrito Martinez, Tuesday, January 27th. Pianist Alfredo Rodriguez embodies the sound of Miami, blending Latin pop, timba, salsa, tango, and bolero. Percussionist Pedrito Martinez comes from the world of Afro-Cuban folkloric and rumba. Together, their interplay creates a sound that's larger than the two of them. They're touring with their latest release, Duologue. More information about Alfredo Rodriguez and Pedrito Martinez is available at DakotaCooks.com.
Support for KFAI comes from First Avenue, presenting American Scarecrows at the Turf Club Friday, January 30th. After a three-year hiatus, American Scarecrows return to the Turf Club stage. Their blend of folk rock, indie pop, and country twang produces an honest authenticity that speaks to the heart of hometown roots. Opening the show are Sister Species and the Teddy Holidays. More information about American Scarecrows live at the Turf Club is available at first-avenue.com.
Executioners cutting things you never heard of. Flip new beats, never once flipped a burger, but a flame broil. And still remain royal on the hip-hop throne. Amongst kings, I've been doing it. Rock, Rob, Joe, and Big E is one unit. Supreme force, ever since main source. My fucking addition, have your ass drunk like liquor in a stupor. Got to stay super with the cash flow. Never bashful, here's what you ask for. The best DJs in the world today. Cutting up Rock the Bells, LL Cool J.
and many more. Robbie Swift, Andy Raw, Rock Raider, number one chop innovator. Total eclipse, man, you know that he flips as he diminished the record like my man Joe Sinister. I'ma lay back and watch him bless the track for the hip hop world, cause these brothers don't slack. They always coming with the up to par. You could call executioners the best by far. Far, 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 far. Know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, know what I'm saying? Take you back to the caveman era. Survival and how to live. Always.
All right, welcome. Welcome back, Twin Cities.
Hey, man. Why are we pirating?
We straight pirates.
It's pirates under Penzance up in here.
Man,
I want a Johnny Depp pirate. Can we have a Johnny Depp pirate? We can all just get drunk off rum.
Just get drunk and just hang out on the Caribbean. I mean, no. Wait.
We got
know.
The one.
The
we got. Hold on.
For.
We got the pirates of Caribbean. Who's the one? The one pirate who went underwater, had all, I mean, the scariest of them all. I can't remember which. We had to come up, remember what his name is, right? Went to the depths, had that ship there where barnacles were growing out of people's faces.
Oh, man.
Right?
We
entered into the spare, that scary, you know, what's Johnny Depp's character's name?
Oh, what is his name in that? I mean, this the whole series. It's just kind of crazy.
Yes, yes.
And it almost feels like it's kind of like slapstickish type stuff at times too.
Yeah, I mean, we want to make, you know, I mean, it would be nice if we could make light of what's going on.
Well, you have to have the gallows humor at this point.
Jack Sparrow.
That's
yes,
right.
Captain Jack Sparrow. Barbossa.
Barbossa. Yes.
Barbossa was Bar. No, there was another one. There was another. Barbossa was the nemesis most of the time, but there was the other captain who had that ship that went
underwater. Yeah.
And. Yeah, we're trying to figure it out here, folks.
Trying
to make some kind of reality out of an unrealistic, dystopic current situation. I thought that was just in the movies. It has now landed on our streets.
You heard what, at your alma mater, mm-hmm. You heard what happened? They went into Roosevelt took staff out.
I saw that.
Right after the incident with Renee Good.
Yeah.
I mean, they're going into schools.
Those kids showed up,
yes.
too. They learned. They're learning a different part of democracy in real time.
Democracy is 365. It's not just one day.
But they're taking from the books.
Herein lies the question. Are we still a democracy?
Yes, we are.
Based on what?
Based on what? That we're able to
still do this. We're not following our laws. We are not protecting or following our Constitution. Our leader is run amok and is taking action without using our democratic process. So I beg to differ.
I will say I understand your argument and understand where it's coming from. But the reality still remains. And again, this is the whole thing of it's in the DNA. And that if one part, yes, the leader is jacking it all up. But we're still able to do what we're doing. We're still able to practice our First Amendment. We're still able to do our Fifth. Yes, we
but are.
Are
we? Renee Good didn't get an opportunity to practice her First Amendment.
That is correct. That
or any of those. Her constitutional rights have been violated, and she has now been demonized.
And that is an agent who did that. That lives locally.
Yeah.
That's not like it's an out-of-state agent that came in here and went rogue. This is somebody who lived here in the suburbs down in the south. I think it was the southern suburbs.
Yeah.
Lives here.
And I think what we have to remind ourselves on is that it's still here, it's still within us. And yes, because the founders and the crafters of the Constitution and the articles that made it very clear that no individual was above the law, regardless of what they're doing. And yes, because justice will always catch up to it eventually. We may not like the timing of it, but eventually that the justices, and yes, a lot of Trump-appointed justices are pushing the stuff back once it gets to them. But by that time, the damage is too late.
It's not enough.
You're right.
The U.S. Supreme Court gave the guy unlimited authority.
Until we actually put those cases up. But that's the problem. They are playing by another game plan. they are going with the shock and awe, as Steve Bannon continues to say, the fire hose approach.
Mm-hmm.
You can't swallow all the water.
I think Christy Noem said it best.
Yeah.
Grow up, America. We are no longer a democracy. Grow up, America. Your civil liberties will not be protected moving forward if you live in certain zip codes. Grow up, America. Except this is your current reality. So protect your neck.
So the question should be for communities that in what's the zip code in Edina? Which would be whatever that is.
probably got a couple.
They got a couple. Yeah,
was that what they were called?
But that's that whole conversation of if civil liberties quietly, without being the quiet part out loud, because the actions are doing it, are being suspended in the 20 zip codes in Minneapolis, Edina, just because you have the disconnect and the access, does that mean that you're going to be free and untethered? The ideas of this thing can happen to you next, it's very clear. Because, again, what they are expecting is the quiet and the compliance. That's all they want. They want you, as Speaker Johnson said a couple days ago very clearly, all I want you to do is to assimilate. We're like, hey, player, that's, you know, hey, slow down with that language.
Whoa.
I mean, you saying the quiet part out loud again, because what you want is our compliance. We want to show you that I'm in control. It goes back to Lyndon Baines Johnson, what he said when he signed the Civil Rights Act and the Voting Rights Act. I have now turned the South over, and now culturally to those who believe superiority is our business plan, that as long as I show you that those black and brown people are beneath you, I can tell you to do what you need to do, I'm paraphrasing, and also pick your pocket. And that's exactly what they're doing right now. Hey. And until that group, you know, again, they're in for a rude awakening when they get to these House elections. We'll figure out what happens on the Senate. But these House elections, where they're trying to maneuver things in Texas and all these other places, they got a big shock in Indiana because the Republicans are like, we ain't playing that. Because why? Mike Pence was like, the revolution in the Republican Party starts over here in Indiana. And so now we're at that question of how do we start to push this back? It's going to be painful, y'all. I mean, we're going up Martin Luther King's holidays in a couple days. And we have to remind ourselves that the march has to be with purpose now, has to be collective, has to be, you know, we have to see our success and our salvation within yourselves. Because we got Martin Luther King, we got a couple other things. The election's only one thing, but if we don't do what we're supposed to do right now, it's to protect our democracy, we will lose it completely. And then that's when we turn into 1930s Germany. And then all of a sudden, we're off to the races at that point when the Olympics comes, which is going to be hilarious at that point.
I got a question for you. The congressional delegation from Minnesota, you know, with a few exceptions, should they show up to the State of the Union address year? The Democrats as a whole, or the congressional delegation from Minnesota on a Dem side?
Clearly, if I'm the four, no, I wouldn't show up.
Clearly, there is zero respect for the state of Minnesota. Minnesota is not attacked Trump.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
Minnesota is just, you know, good governance. The home of Hubert Humphrey, the home of Ted Mondale,
yeah,
the home
Paul
of
Wellstone.
Paul Wellstone, Amy Klobuchar.
Hell, Al Quie, Rudy Boschwitz. I'll add them into
good governance.
Jesse Ventura.
And I'm not
as
trying.
Crazy as
hey,
he was.
I'm not trying to hide behind whatever happened with the state and fraud that occurred. Right?
Yeah, we messed up.
Stuff happens, right? The comb over in chief, 34 counts of tax evasion. Who made him? Some kind of authority
wait a minute. He's still,
on good governance when everything he has done has been counter to that.
He's still looking for 12,000 votes in Georgia in 2020.
I mean, here's a guy who does not care about the democracy, who does not care about the values. All he cares about is the dollars. And all of the folks who turned out to vote for him or are making justifications for stating that what he's doing is right, mm-hmm. shame on you.
Shame on you. Shame on you. The blood is on your hands just as much as everybody else.
It's kind of like when you, you know, go, oh, in my family, you know, we've got some folks sometimes who might drink a little too much, get a little rowdy, and then we start fighting, mm-hmm. and you're just like, oh, they just had too much.
They just had too much.
They just, you know, or they're just a little rowdy today, or they just got, you know, they're just acting up right now. Stop it. You can't, you cannot excuse behavior any longer. The facts, the proof is in the pudding. But I'll say this. You're also not going to be able to drink yourself away either.
No.
Or hide from it because
no.
the tariffs are catching up with alcohol. They said 2026,
oh, man.
Champagne is at risk.
Man, can't get no Cristal.
Cristal's going to be at a premium.
Stock up. Because it said because you can't grow grapes like champagne grapes in the United States.
Nah, that's
better
only
get your Prosecco.
That's just the Champagne area of France. That's all you can get
there.
That's how it works, y'all.
And to our Democratic leaders, we applaud you for your courage, but you need to shout louder.
What?
You need to be more consistent. You need to be more Gavin Newsom-esque.
You need to lead.
Right? You need to lead. Right? You need to resist.
And
you cannot be complicit. It's not about the deal, Chuck Schumer. It's not about the deal. It's about the reality of what's going on in the streets in New York, in your state, and elsewhere. This is not America. This is some aberration of everything that this country has gone through for us to arrive at this moment in time. We should all be pushing back.
So you think back to the 60s and, you know, the civil rights movement and all that. Those leaders were marching with.
Yes.
With.
Yeah.
With the protesters.
Yeah.
They're marching with them. And that is because as humans, we look to action. 70% of our communication, and this is an old number used since marketing days started back in the 60s, 70s. 70% of your communication is your actions.
Yes.
And 7% are the words. The rest is your vocal tone. We're talking
yes.
about Schumer and Hakeem Jeffries and those other leaders. I don't even remember a thing they say half the time, and I listen to them every single day they're on TV. I don't remember because their tone falls flat. It doesn't meet the, as you were saying.
They are not meeting the moment.
No.
Not at all.
No.
Your words mean they
no.
fall on deaf ears because there's no passion and emotion or conviction. Well, there's some conviction. No passion and emotion behind it that is meeting where people are feeling.
Yes.
And I heard this. I think it was on a Daily Show. Clearly, the president does not respect the Democratic Party.
No.
He never even briefed Democrats before he went into Venezuela. He briefed the oil companies,
yes.
those executives, before and after, but has still to date not briefed Democrats. That's the kind. So the democracy is cracked and fractured and taking on water right now.
The norms are, without question, because the guy has done the job of, I ain't got to check in with you.
It's a guy who got convicted.
I don't got to check in with you. You know why? Because I got the mic. That's literally MC Trump. I got the mic. I'm the one that's going to say X, Y, Z. We're going to do this, and there's nothing you can do to stop me. And the problem is, and again, if you looked at the past couple even actions within Congress, you know it's a one-seat majority right now in Congress?
Mm-hmm.
It's a one-seat majority because one cat just passed,
mm-hmm.
and Marjorie Taylor Greene just resigned.
Mm-hmm.
We're now down to one seat. If somebody else was to say, oh, man, I'm out, now all of a sudden you're talking about the potential for a leadership fight and everything else. And they're gonna wipe the floor in November. We gotta get to November though.
Let's think about
we
Minnesota
deal with today.
Too.
We're just
Minnesota.
A year in. The
Suge
Knight of politics
the Suge Knight of
has
politics.
Taken over.
But
come
you
to death row.
Minnesota like okay, there's a couple of things here I'm thinking about. You know, closely of course watching Peggy and Angie Craig, two wonderful candidates.
Mm-hmm.
and then what's going to happen with our governance, our governor, and then I really am curious, what's going to happen when ICE goes to Duluth? How's Stauber going to show up? Because have they been in a GOP area?
They haven't. They haven't.
Stauber, what are you going to do?
They haven't.
When they start coming at your people in that area, oh, maybe you don't want those brown people in Duluth.
No.
Remember how many tribes surround that area.
There will be a justification. There will be compliance, complacency. All those things will continue, and you need to make your voice known. Protect your neck. Let's take a break. You listen to Beats, Rhymes, and Democracy here on KFAI. We'll be right back, y'all.
See, sometimes we got to fasten back. See, this evidence is starting. Y'all know where it came from. I'm saying we're going to take y'all back to the source, the mountains. Yo.
When the MCs came to live out their names and to perform, some had to smoke the bushes to act the same. With the poor heat rocking on down on the mental plane. The spark of brain with the building to be born. Yo, rhythm up with the track, check the what you got. Check the fit up with the pet up into it. Stay up to the head. Listen, my fights, I swing swords and cut clowns.
Support for KFAI comes from Crooner's Supper Club, presenting Billy McLaughlin with Nathan Wilson Friday, January 30th. New age jazz acoustic guitarist Billy McLaughlin's career went from success to heartbreak due to focal dystonia, a neuromuscular disease that causes involuntary contractions. Undaunted Billy rebuilt his career by teaching himself to play left-handed and now uses a two-handed tapping technique. He takes the Dunsmore Jazz Room stage to perform new solo compositions, accompanied by Nathan Wilson on mandolin and violin. More information about Billy McLaughlin is available at croonersmn.com.
Winter is here. Ramsey County winter warming spaces are open every night between 9 p.m. and 7 a.m. now through March. These spaces are available to anyone in need of a place to warm up overnight. If you or someone you know need a place to warm up overnight, call 651-266-1035 between 5 p.m. and 5 a.m. That's 651-266-1035. To find out more, visit ramseycounty.us/warming spaces.
Special technique of shadow boxing.
Down to the bone gristle, hill speaking, scud missile, heat seeking, Johnny Blazing, nightmares like Wes Craven. My third eye seen it coming before it happened. You know about them statin kids, they smashing everything, huh? In any shape, form, or fashion. Now everybody talking about they blasting. Is you busting still or is you flashing? Talking out your. You should have learned about the flow in PZ Afro. The Calgon Stallion, chinky eye and snot nose. From my naps to the bunion on my big toe. I keeps it moving, know just what I'm doing. Rap insomniac, fiend to catch it, snoozing. Slip the cardiac, arrest me. Exorcist hip-hop possess me. Crunching like a Nestle, you know my stage. Burning to a third degree. Sneaky, tally cat, top pedigree. The head toucher, industry party bum rusher. You don't like in your...
All right, welcome back. Beats, Rhymes, and Democracy. We're all mourning the loss of Renee Good. The terrible incident happening earlier or happening last week. Twin Cities is hurting. I'm sure her family, rest in peace, Renee, and to her wife and child. You know, we're with you. We stand with you.
100.
We are praying for you.
Mm-hmm.
And we're also praying and wanting to share good energy with our comrades that are out on the streets right now. You are your sacrifice and putting yourself in harm's way does not go unappreciated, because you are trying to protect the citizenry, the rest of us who are out here at this very challenging moment in time.
But protect yourself at all times.
Carry your passport, carry your identification, you know, move in groups, you know, be cautious. I mean, be loud and be rebellious, but be cautious, right? The time deserves real critical thinking as you put yourself in certain situations, because individuals are not operating in a manner to protect your civil liberties or really to protect your humanity. So protect your neck. Make sure you're safe, folks.
Just to remind everybody, without question, this is not normal. No, you are not dreaming this. This is not the way it's supposed to be. This is not how the democracy is supposed to work. No, you're correct on that. So don't internalize it so much that you're trying to make sense out of it. That's not how it's supposed to be. Again, if Canadians ain't coming down and hanging out in Florida, you know something ain't right. Canadians come down to Florida every year. Why is it warmer down in Florida, in Texas, in California, all that kind of stuff? If people from across the globe are saying, I ain't going there, and just as El Boog and there, we've been talking about, we can't go anywhere. Republicans have been always trying to create this isolationist approach. Mm-hmm. And then this approach of taking the minerals, that's always been the case. But that's not humanity. That's thievery. That's robbery. And there's ways that we can all work together. That's the whole piece to this. There's enough for everyone. The scarcity model. When I extract $4 trillion off of taxes so I can give to one group from taking from other people, that's called robbery, allegedly. So the point that we're looking at right now is take a deep breath, stay encouraged, protect yourself at all cost, you know, to yourself. And also, the one last thing, believe that a better day is going to be coming. Yes, there are some dark moments, but we've been through this multiple times through our society. The 1619, 1700s, going into Revolutionary War, going into Civil Rights, going on. We've been through this multiple times. And no, we're not going to suspend elections. We have had elections during wartime at all times. We're going to have one. The question is, now everybody has a chance to say what they need to do. But democracy does not hinge on one day. It's 365. So continue to share. Continue to be encouraged. And understand this one thing. Change is going to come. You just got to believe it. That's all it is.
Stop considering yourself with a title of a party and consider yourself part of the humanity movement.
Humanity. That's great. That's right there.
That's right. Well, thank you for tuning in to another episode of Beats, Rhymes, and Democracy. Again, to the comrades who are out on the streets, we stand with you in solidarity. Protect your neck. We'll be back next week, y'all. We out. Bye.